Football Sack.
Hello, welcome to the Football Sack Podcast. This week we're asking, if you haven't got into the sack with one of our writers already, you should probably do that pronto. First up, we're going to go through some of the week's A-League news. We'll check in with some of those player tweets. We'll preview this week's Asian Champions League games. We've got Sydney FC taking on Shanghai Shenhua and Melbourne Victory against Tianjin Tida. We've got a bit of an exclusive interview coming up with a former A-League coach. We'll also go through the state leagues across the nation. That's the New South Wales Premier League, the Victorian Premier League, the Queensland State League, and the WA State League, and also a little bit of women's football as well. In terms of the Queensland State League, we'll reveal a team that has withdrawn from the competition. But first up, I'd like to welcome the one and only Pete Nowakowski with us as always. G'day, Pete.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. That was a bit of a mouthful, first opening.
Yeah. You just did this huge intro, and I've just said, hey, how's it going?
So you can say a bit more if you like.
Whoa, I'm going to start off and ask you a question, actually.
Go for
it. About why are we starting half an hour later than we initially planned? Something about you going to the movies?
I did, and I regret it already. Well, I regretted it 20 minutes into the movie. Guys and dolls out there looking to possibly go to a movie midweek or on the weekend, do not go and see Sucker Punch. It was horrible. I know it's got Australian actors in there, a couple of good, well-known faces, but it's just bad. Oh my goodness. It's one of the worst films of 2011, in my opinion.
Let's just stop there. Okay, we're not a movie review show here.
I just have to get this off my chest. I know, okay, we'll get to the football shortly, but Sucker Punch, it's worse than watching the old New Zealand Knights.
Yeah, cool. That's a good analogy there.
All right, Pete, let's kick us off with the A-League news of the week.
The big news is Shane Smoltz has officially joined Perth Glory. Now we're just waiting for the team in purple to announce whether or not Robbie Fowler, also known as God, will join them as well. Brisbane Roar forward Costa Barbarouses is trialling with a club in Italy. It's not known what club he's actually trialling with, but we know it's a high-profile club. So take your guesses. It appears Wellington Phoenix have been saved by Mystery Man, who have donated $4 million. I want to know whether or not he wears a cape and a mask. In terms of Melbourne Victory news, they've continued cleaning out their coaching staff after the recent sacking of Ernie Merrick. We've also had Gary Cole, the football manager, and assistant coach Aaron Healy get the chop. And finally, it was revealed this week that Sasha Petrovsky almost signed for Sydney FC at the start of this most recent season. But the Sky Blues decided to go with Bruno Cazarin, and that's the news.
That was a good decision, I think, in my books, that Sydney FC chose Bruno Cazarin over Sasha Petrovsky.
It's a bit of blind faith, I guess. Sasha Petrovsky would have been the safe option, because we already know what kind of football he plays, and we've already seen him in the Sky Blues shirt.
He's been playing quite well for South Coast Wolves. I don't know if he would have played as well for Sydney FC.
Well, you probably would have got more game time than you did at Newcastle Jets, as we saw.
That's true. They tended to bring him on as a substitute late in the match.
Very much so.
A la Angelo Petrados.
Well, actually, good little segue going on here for us for a second. Angelo Petrados has recently been playing like 5-minute and 2-minute stints for Parramatta FC. This week, Brian Denn decided to give him 20 minutes.
That's a lot of minutes for a... How old is he, 40 years old?
He's got to be close to that, definitely.
I think he's 42.
He's the oldest player in the league, I know that for sure. And it was good to see him get so many minutes. I was talking to Brian Denn after the game. He was saying that it's the kind of game that Angelo fits really well in because he's hard tackling and so on. And we'll talk about that a bit later on anyway.
We will. But now it's time for...
Player Tweets! Excellent!
Yeah. Alright, Player Tweets. It's that time again. We're going to cross to Sydney FC midfielder Ryan Grant. He said, Justin Bieber is the man. Jaden Smith is a little dude too.
I'm worried about you, Ryan Grant, if you think Justin Bieber is the man.
He's the man.
I'm worried.
I don't actually know who Jaden Smith is. Is that Will Smith's son?
It could be.
Has he got a song now as well? Or does he flick his hair back and forth?
Quite possibly. Next tweet, please.
Ivan Franich, good on you, mate. He says, He's at Churchill. This was a couple of days ago. He's at Churchill Reserve watching Melbourne Knights and St Albans State.
Well, you'd hope it was a couple of days ago, otherwise he'd still be in the park now. That game's over, mate. I'm sorry. It's
finished.
Yeah.
Finally, in terms of A-League, Scott Higgins kind of let the cat out of the bag yesterday. He revealed to Perth Glory FC in reply, he said, I wonder what that could be. Welcome to Perth, Shane. In relation to Perth Glory saying they had a major player announcement and they would tell us today. Scott decided he'd tell us yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's bad sportsmanship. I'm sorry. We like secrets here, even though they're not very good secrets.
We do like the secrets, and that's why we don't want to find out who the mystery man was who gave Wellington Phoenix $4 million.
I like him to be a mystery.
How do you imagine him? I imagine him with a big mustache.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like Big Daddy from Kick-Ass, the film.
Yeah,
that would be sweet.
Can he do Batman stuff? Like,
definitely.
Yeah,
he'd have the utility belt and everything,
mm-hmm.
with like a magic pen to sign checks with.
Can he be called some cool superhero name like the Phoenix? Or
yeah,
Flying Fox.
I like this. This could go somewhere. Definitely.
I'm glad it can go somewhere. Maybe it should go to our next segment. That was
Player Tweets! Excellent!
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got a bit of a surprise, as Matt announced earlier on. We've gotten a bit of an interview with quite the famous bloke.
We do, and yeah. we'll try and get him on the line. We'll just give him a call. We're not really sure where he is. Are you there, Ernie? Ernie, are you there? Oh, hello. How you going, Matt?
Oh, it's actually Pete here.
I'm sorry. Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Ernie?
Oh, I'm near bad. You know, I've been having a wee bit of a holiday, you know, since I left my job at Melbourne Victory.
Well, first up, where are you at the moment?
I'm back home. I've taken the holiday. I've headed back home, all the way home. Back to my motherland country.
And where would that be?
That's England.
England? I always thought you were Scottish myself.
You'd think that. But actually, both my parents are from England.
Well, good to know.
Aye. I'm not making this up.
Fair enough.
Don't you believe me, Pete?
I would like to, but I don't have a lie detector on me.
Put Matt on. I think he knows what I'm saying. I completely believe you, Ernie. I really believe that you have two English parents. Thank you, Matt. You know that.
I got nothing. I'm sorry, mate. I didn't actually realise you were English.
Well, you do your research next time, you know. Right. If you're going to have me on a show, on like a really good podcast... or radio show, whatever this is.
So you're a fan of the Sack?
You know, you do some great things for football in this country.
Great to know.
I'm not blowing your own horn.
So what can we expect from Ernie in the future? Like, what's next for you?
Oh, you know, I've been applying for some new jobs. As you know, there's a few... jobs out there at the moment, and I've been thinking about doing those. I think I've got a wealth of experience, and you know, working with Melbourne and for a long time, I'm ready for a change, you know.
Well, for instance, there's a position going at Chelsea. Would you put your resume in for that?
I have already done that, Pete. I did that a while ago, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. I hadn't heard anything lately about it, but I think that must mean that I've made the shortlist.
So promising signs for you at Chelsea.
Aye. You probably will see me in blue later on in the year.
Awesome stuff. Well, it's always great to hear from you. Hopefully we can talk to you later on in the season as well.
Thank you, Pete. It's been great having some human interaction. I mean, I hadn't talked to any media recently, and I just wanted to tell people what I'm up to. I'm no just relaxing and doing nothing.
Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much. See you later, guys. Oh, and bye, Matthew. Yeah, see you later, Ernie. Have a good... That was Ernie Merrick.
Dude, who would have thought we had Ernie Merrick on the phone? That is insane.
Who would have thought we had the capabilities to call people up on this podcast?
I know. This is so cool. Oh, man, we just keep getting better and better every week, I swear.
You tune in next week for possibly a better exclusive interview with... Who knows? Maybe we'll get someone from the EPL.
Well, look, send me a tweet and let me know who you reckon we should actually get on the show next week. Yeah. So, obviously, the Twitter feed is twitter.com/thefootballsack. Or you can always find us on Facebook. Same thing, facebook.com/thefootballsack.
Yeah, that's right. Or the tried and tested method is to head to the website, www.thefootballsack.com, and go to the contact page and send us an email of who you would like to see us interview. Let's move on to some actual news. the VPL, Victoria Premier League, this week. Pete, start us off.
Okay, well, we had a couple of big results in the VPL this recent round. VTC Football got absolutely hammered 6-0 by Dandenong Thunder.
They did, and Dandenong, they're top of the table.
That's true. They're playing some good football at the moment. They've scored 24 and had only 8 against, which is the best defence in the league, to be honest. And they're sitting comfortably with 23 points. Other games in that round included Northcote City having a nil-all with Springvale White Eagles, Green Gully Cavaliers losing 1-0 to Heidelberg United. Dandenong Thunder had another game that round. They had a 1-1 with Bentley Green. St. Albans Saints?
St. Albans United,
was it? I can't remember what our team is called this week.
Yeah, okay, we'll just take a moment there, just because you said it wrong again. Last week, we got in a bit of trouble from various fans around the country. We pronounced...
Okay, we said a couple wrong. Of names wrong.
So we're going to take this opportunity to fix those mistakes. Northcote, you said properly.
Yeah,
Northcote
cool.
City.
Yeah.
St. Albans Saints. St. Albans.
Yeah, the other big one was Cockburn City. Which I think we actually said Cockburn City.
Cockburn City. I prefer the name Cockburn because we
as
can,
do I.
We can make a bit of fun of that.
It's to be honest, it sounds a bit like a disease, Cockburn.
Just, it does. Just on these names, none of these are from New South Wales clubs. And we're simple New South Wales folk.
Yeah, well, look, okay, you've got Eagles, you've got Suns, you've got Wolves, you've got Tigers, Olympic. You can't go wrong with names like that.
You cannot say these wrong. So you've got these all are down in Victoria and across in WA, and I'm sure up in Queensland there's some that we can't pronounce either.
Well, my personal favourite is still the Razorbacks, the North Queensland Maccas Razorbacks.
And I'm going to rename them the Mickey D Razorbacks.
Mickey D Razorbacks,
the
cool.
North Queensland Mickey D Razorbacks.
Remember that, kids.
Easy
Mickey
to say.
Mickey D Razorbacks.
Yeah, Mickey D Razorbacks. And they've actually just started a Twitter account. You can follow them, I think it is at NQ Razors. Just on the Green Gully Cavaliers Heidelberg match, makes Heidelberg move out of the relegation zone, whereas Green Gully, they're now in the relegation zone, sitting second last.
Well, bottom of the table is St Albans United. Sorry, they've had 21 goals against them and they've scored 9. So things aren't really looking good for them.
No. Do we talk about the major? Talk of that round, the 5-0 loss South Melbourne had against Hume City.
I thought the report said Hume United. Is that another club that we've renamed?
Well, you may have got that wrong. Hume, I think it's Hume City FC, not United.
Nah, they're going to be called Hume United.
we're slowly renaming every team United. So that means that Hume now moved up to fourth on the ladder, and they're just behind South Melbourne, who are on third. So... This game, the 5-0 loss South Melbourne had, or the 5-0 win to Hume, saw two players from South Melbourne get sent off. One of them was our good friend Luobo Milicevic. South Melbourne had to play with 9 men for a good part of the game.
It's always going to be tough when you go down to 9, and it just proves the class of Hume City. Like, they're unpredictable. Maybe Luobo Milicevic is... not really changed his attitude to football. Well, he's still going on for these dangerous tackles.
He's supposed to be using this as a platform to go to Europe, or whatever he's saying now, and good luck to him. But this tackle, he didn't just get him. He hit him on the thigh, I think. He got
Yeah, it was right into the thigh, stud straight into him.
Apparently there was no malice in it, but when you hit someone's thigh and it's not just a little clip, then that's a straight red and you're off and your team's down to 9 men and then you get 5 goals scored against you.
Yeah, well, it isn't like the old NSL days whereby you would actually get coaches from overseas heading to a South Melbourne match to be able to watch you.
No.
I don't think you're going to get a club from Sweden or Switzerland coming to scout you playing for South Melbourne at the moment. But hey, credit for trying. The other game of the round was Richmond City, who lost 2-0 to Oakley Cannons. Oakley Cannons stay second on the table, having scored 21 goals and had 11 scored against them. Mm. So they're 1 point behind Dandenong Thunder, so it's a close table at the moment.
Yeah, interesting things happening there in the VPL. All right, that about wraps up our wrap, so to speak, for the VPL.
Now, you've also got a bit of info about the women's VPL, don't you?
Oh, I do. We could quickly go and have a look at that. There were 3 results that were won by 5 goals or more. It's 5 goals. Here we go. Casey Comets won 5-1 over Doncaster Rovers. They showed a bit of class, a bit of a convincing win against second-last Doncaster Rovers. Altona City, they went down to VCL Country 1-5. So VCL, good on you. Another 5-1 scoreline. And finally, Ashburton went down 2 to Sandringham SC's 5. They're sitting first on the table, are Sandringham SC. So,
a couple of good results there, and good to see that the goals are flying in the women's VPL as much as they are in the women's New South Wales Premier League.
And as much as they are in the men's VPL, really.
With definitely.
2 results, 5-0 and 6-1 for a couple of the men's team.
Well, one big news that we actually forgot to mention in the last podcast, but we wanted to mention this time around, is the link that we actually have with Football Victoria now.
That's the good point, Pete. Well picked up. Football Victoria have kindly gone into a partnership with us. We are now official media partners of, is it the VPL or Football Federation
Victoria?
Yeah. And that's, thank you guys, that's great. That's a great...
It's an honour.
Honour, yes.
Definitely.
We look forward to working with you in the years to come. Let's move now to the New South Wales Premier League. Pete, you went to a game this week.
That's true, I did.
I didn't get to a game this week. Mine was washed out. It was a bit wet.
It's a bit soft.
Well, the game was washed out.
Doesn't matter. Look, I went to the Sutherland versus Parramatta FC game, and it proves why AstroTurf is amazing. Standing there at the field, the ground was in pretty good nick, and it was pouring rain the whole time, and I tell you, it didn't make a difference to the style of football. Both teams just played fantastic games, to be honest. That game ended a 1-0 win for Sutherland Sharks. The goal there scored by Matt Bailey. And
Matt Bailey, yeah. He's had a good run of form at the moment. We had a bit of a chat with Robbie Stanton, coach of Sutherland Sharks, about him.
Well, he scored 4 from 4, to be honest. He's playing some really good football in that number 10 role.
That's decent. And then Football New South Wales, or the New South Wales Premier League Association, they come out and with the team of the week, and he's not there. He doesn't feature at all.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. When I questioned them about that, they said that he deserved a shout-out for his style of football, but he didn't deserve a place in the squad.
And that grates with me, because he should be up there.
Definitely.
And there was only, there was 2 games played this week, and he didn't... Was it 2 or 3?
No, there were actually 4 games.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All the games on the Sunday were played. Two games were washed out on the Saturday.
Right. Well,
When we were talking to Robbie Stanton on the weekend, we questioned, do we think that Matt Bailey is good enough to play in the A-League? And he basically said, yeah, he would be. He's 31, I think it is.
31.
And he's playing some great football, so who knows, he might get a trial with the A-League club sometime soon.
Now, there's a lot of clubs out there, a lot of A-League clubs looking for that front man, as someone who is a proven goal scorer.
Well, who knows, if FFA continue to throw money in the direction of Western Sydney, he could be playing for them anytime soon.
Western Sydney.
I still love their banner from a couple of years ago.
It's a painted bedsheet, wasn't it?
It was.
With a beer on it.
It was. It said...
But a badly drawn soccer ball.
It had a W, then a picture of a soccer ball and a beer next to it. And then it had the S for Western Sydney. And that they advertised this banner when Sydney FC played at Parramatta Stadium against Perth Glory.
Them's was the days.
The other games were actually washed out, like we said previously, on the Saturday. That was Bonnyrigg White Eagles and Sydney United, which was actually going to be closed off to the general public anyway, because, as we know, of all the recent problems in the last few years between the fans, basically. Rockdale City Suns, as you said, was washed out for their clash with Marconi Stallions. On the Sunday, though, we saw three games take place. That was Manly United having a 1-1 draw with Sydney Olympic. South Coast Wolves not getting the result they wanted. They lost 1-2 to Bankstown City. And Blacktown City, Mark Crowderdan's team, continues their poor form. A 1-2 loss against Apia Tigers.
There's been a bit of talk this week about... This, as you say, the need for a Western Sydney team. Should it be a promoted New South Wales Premier League team? There's been talk of it being Sydney Olympic. I think there was an article from Jesse Fink of SBS.
Oh, God, do you actually read that guy?
Well, when I'm bored, I want a bit of a laugh.
Right, cool.
Nah, we love you, Jesse. but we don't agree with you.
Most of the time. Yeah. Well, look, my thing about a Western Sydney club is... I think if we're going to actually put a Western Sydney club into the A-League, they should run a season in the New South Wales Premier League to make sure that the club is actually going to work. Much the same as what they did for the Western Sydney AFL club, who ran a season in the New South Wales Premier League.
Interesting, yeah.
And then they were promoted into the AFL, the national competition. So I think if they've done something like that, just to make sure that you're actually going to get your fans there, you're going to get your proper players and all this kind of stuff, it might work.
And that's a good idea, because out in Western Sydney, there are already plenty of teams that fans go and support.
Yeah, well, there's Sydney United, there's Marconi, there's...
Bonnyrigg.
Bonnyrigg out that way. Like, there's plenty of choices.
And the other alternative is to promote a team from the Premier League. And the downside of that is the whole, all these clubs were relegated for a reason, and the Sydney United Bonnyrigg game kind of highlights that there's still that tension.
Well, if any club deserves to get promoted, it would be Sydney United. They're sitting second on the table. They're playing good football. They have probably the best club who would be ready. As for a stadium-wise, though, I think Marconi Stadium would be ideal.
You don't think Belmore's up to scratch?
Yeah, even still.
Because they've got really... They are run really well as a club.
Yeah, definitely.
Olympic do great things on their social media, on their website, on just the handling of their club is top-notch.
Who knows? Anything's possible.
Look, it's an interesting question.
It's something to ponder about as you sip brandy and smoke a cigar on a chair across the fireplace kind of thing.
Watching tonight's Asian Champions League
game. Yeah, definitely. And tomorrow night's game. Kicks off in 13 minutes' time.
Yeah, as we go to air, we're recording on a Tuesday night. Sydney FC are about to take on Shanghai Shenhua. How about we do a little preview or have a little chat about that game?
Yeah, sure, let's go for a quick preview, and then I can jump back into the Women's New South Wales Premier League.
Oh, okay, you want to do that now? You can do the Women's Premier League quickly.
I would like to.
Give me a goal tally.
Okay, so another big result this round, as we saw Illawarra Stingrays, defeat bottom of the table Southern Branch 12-0.
There we go, that's what we like, Illawarra.
Big results, nice good slide. To see. That means that we saw 23 goals hit the back of the net this round.
That's which lower were, than usual,
it
isn't
is, it?
It
is. But the tally is moving upwards. It's 155 at the moment.
Correct.
So, good work, girls.
So that
keep
means Illawarra scored half the goals of the weekend.
Yeah.
What were the rest of the teams doing? they all washed out? Well, they probably were washed out.
We saw a couple of 1-0 results, and then we actually saw a 0-0 happen.
Yeah, okay.
So a couple of close games. This weekend, I would actually recommend that if you have the day off on the Sunday, head down to JJ Kelly Park, which is in Wollongong, to watch the top of the table clash between Illawarra Stingrays and the NWS Koalas.
Cool. Great. All right. Now that you've got your Women's Premier League off your chest.
Thank you.
Shall we go back to the preview?
Of yeah, sure. Why not?
Shanghai Shenhua versus Sydney FC.
It's not Shanghai Shenhua. It's the Chinese Olympic diving team.
I apologise. I pronounced the name wrong. Yeah, as we go to air, it's Tuesday night. It's 11 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to head down to the pub straight after this and watch the game. We hope you have done similarly. As
if you're in China watching the game, yeah, kudos to you, because yeah. I know a couple of guys were going to head over there.
Well, already the game, by the time they listen to this, they'll have watched it. They'll True. Know they know the result. We don't.
I'm going to take a prediction. I'm going to say a 3-0 win.
3-0 win to
Sydney FC.
Interesting, because Nicky Carr, hopefully back tonight.
Same with Dave Williams and Dave perhaps Williams even isn't. Seb Ryle.
No.
Oh, you just crushed my hopes and dreams.
You're wrong.
we're going to see a draw.
As far as I'm aware, my contact tells me that Williams is out and Ryle is also out.
Yeah, okay. Sydney FC is screwed then.
Hang on. Terry McFlynn, captain of Sydney FC.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The world's most creative footballer, Terry McFlynn, is going to come save the day for Sydney FC.
That sounded a bit sarcastic.
What? Not at all. What are you on about?
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard when the captain of Sydney FC is irrelevant, really. Stu Michalik, he got a lot of stick in the past. Well, towards the end of the season.
Most of the season.
And towards the end.
He stepped up.
He stepped up a bit. Asian Champions League game. He took the captain's armband. Yeah. He's deserved that armband.
If anything, he deserves another year at Sydney FC. He deserves the contract, to be honest.
I agree. He's done better than McFlynn as a captaincy role, I think.
Well, last week I remember saying that that Stream Michalik was on offer for A-League clubs to contact us if they wanted to purchase him. No one got in contact with us, so I guess that's a sign that Sydney FC should give him a contract.
Ryle, just an update on that.
Oh, yes, the insider knowledge.
Ryle is in. Well, the squad's already out. It's 10 minutes to kick off. 9 minutes to kick off. Ryle's in. Keller and Williams stayed home.
Right, yeah, cool. Because Keller got injured last
He did.
Game.
But Williams still out. We don't expect to see him in 9 minutes. Yeah, so Terry McFlynn, we need you to figure out what type of role you play in the club. Do you now... Well, he's on a 5-year... Is it 4 years left or 3 years left? It's a long time left on his contract.
He's got a while left.
And Vitislav Lavichka needs to figure out what he's going to do with him.
I know that Terry McFlynn literally does bleed blue. If anyone cuts him open, you'll see he does actually bleed blue, not red. That's science right there.
Yeah, well, I heard that was true also.
You know that the urban myth is true, then, if it comes from us. With Terry McFlynn, I'm not too sure where he actually fits into the squad, because if you look at the defensive midfield roles, Hirofumi Moriatsu and Stu Michalik deserve their roles in the squad. Terry McFlynn is not a winger at all, and he's not the type of number 10 role, so I'm not too sure where he goes.
He's a squaddy. Really? He needs to...
And to be honest, I'd rather see Ryan Grant on the bench than Jeremy Flynn. Because at least Ryan Grant's got a bit more enthusiasm.
Well, I'm not saying that. I enjoy Terry McFlynn having him on the... I'd put him on the bench, but I wouldn't start him next season. And I wouldn't give him the captain's armband again. And I don't know what the etiquette with it... We'll get off this quite shortly. This is We're both venting here because we're both frustrated.
Yeah.
I don't know what the etiquette is with... A captain losing the armband but staying with a club, whether that's how kosher that is.
Yeah.
Lavica has a job to do there. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Tomorrow. Well, Melbourne Victory are playing Chiatin Tito.
They are.
Should be a good game, hopefully. Probably not. depends if Foxtel for Xbox decides to show the match or not.
It determines whether it's a good or bad match. Determines whether you can watch it.
Well, it depends if cricket, basketball, NRL... AFL, Motorsport, or...
Croman?
Croman, my new favourite sport. literally, look it up. www.kronum.com. Look it up. This is my new favourite sport. I want to bring it to Australia.
You said it's a collection of European handball, AFL, Gaelic football, Frisbee?
Yeah, you've got a bit of Ultimate Frisbee in there. You've got some football, basketball, everything.
Anyway, check it out.
Check it out, definitely. I want to see this
back
in Australia.
Back to the preview
here. Actually,
before you do that, can I say one story about Foxtel not showing stuff on
Yeah, yeah, online. I'm sick of Foxtel not showing matches.
My story time now. You've had your Xbox story. Okay, last week in the media box at Sydney Football Stadium, we had this exact problem. The game was shown...
Yeah, it was a red dot special.
It was only on red dot for the first half hour. So, in the media box, we couldn't watch any replays or get names of players, because it's just a live feed from what's playing in the stadium. So when the stadium cuts, as they have to for replays of incidents, such as cards or free kicks, we couldn't get to see that either. So the media were kind of left in the lurch for the first half hour. So that, Foxtel,
Pick up your axe.
Nothing
seriously.
On red dot, please. We don't know who the goal scorers are. We don't know who got the yellow card. Whether there was a yellow card, we might have missed it. Because we're not that good at our job. Even the paid ones, the paid journos were struggling. And that wasn't because they were on Twitter all night.
back to our preview.
For Melbourne Victory.
it should be a good game. There's still no word on who's going to take the coaching role for next season. I'm hoping that it stays with the current coach who has been the assistant there for a while.
Really?
He plays a good brand of football, and good things could happen for Melbourne.
He hasn't changed things around yet, though, has he? He hasn't done the thing where when a new coach comes in, all the players try to rally and they outperform for a few weeks and they get a few results.
Consistency is the key, though. Because if you keep the football style the exact same, then the players won't find a problem with the transition between old coach and new coach. So if you keep everything consistent, it'll work.
All right, so changes in the mix at Victory. Prediction for the match?
I'm not too sure. Probably a draw, but I wouldn't be surprised if Chargin gets the win.
Melbourne are out of it, aren't they?
Pretty much, yeah.
They're Gornskis.
Yeah.
As are Sydney, maybe. Oh, no, you predicted a 3-1, 3-0 win.
Sydney are going to go through.
Sydney are through. If you're listening to this tomorrow and we predicted a 3-0 win, and it's that they got a 3-0 win, you need to buy us a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Just that. Just buy us a beer.
Well, we're heading down to the pub now, so...
We are off to the pub.
So buy us a beer.
Well, the game starts in 3 minutes. How much longer do we have on the podcast? Oh, we can finish whatever we want.
Yeah, cool. let's quickly jump back to State League football, and we'll quickly mention Queensland State League, some W League action, and then we can do a wrap-up.
Yeah, and then we can get to the pub.
Yes. Beers all around. Queensland State League football. What's happening in Queensland? Big news at the moment. Southern Cross United. It appears that they've withdrawn from the Queensland State League. The men's team's pulled out, but the youth side's going to continue.
Yeah, not too much to say. I don't think we know too much information about the reasoning behind that.
No,
it was
not
a
really.
Joint decision with Football Queensland and the team.
Yeah, I say rest in peace to Southern Cross United.
All these Queensland teams, they're just dropping like flies, aren't they? Oh, no, I'll tell you what the reason was. There was a reason. It was because of the Queensland floods. It was a direct response to that. They just can't continue for the season. It must be travel or affected family, something like that. So good luck to you guys. Hopefully we see you next year in the Queensland State League.
The other games of that round, we saw Brisbane Strikers manage to get the 4-3 win over Mickey D Razorbacks. We had INQ Bulls get a 3-0 win over Capricorn Cougars. Rah.
do that a bit louder, Pete. I don't think there you go.
We had Sunshine Coast get the 3-0 over Gold Coast Stars. Queensland Academy get a 5-0 thumping of Bundaberg Spirit. Big scorelines this round, definitely. Did you have anything else to mention on Queensland State League at all?
Nothing else, just that we like to thank Melanie Janjaski, as always, for her great efforts, I guess, up there in...
Great! It's brilliant!
Okay, brilliant efforts. She was on to that breaking news of... What's their full...
Southern Cross.
Southern Cross United? Southern Cross...
They're going to be united no matter what. Yeah, they are united.
Yeah, Southern Cross United. She was on to that story within the hour, which is great.
Finger on the pulse here at Football Sack.
At thefootballsack.com, as always, or twitter.com/thefootballsack, or facebook.com/thefootballsack. Anything /thefootballsack, and you'll find us, basically. That's just what I hear.
Cool.
redtube.com/thefootballsack. Give it a go.
I'm worried now. What goes on there? Let's quickly move away from this topic and look at the WA All Flags League. We saw mixed results, I guess you could say, in the league. Inglewood United get a 5-1 win over Stirling Lions. Coburn City, not Cockburn, that would be painful. Coburn City lose to...
I just got that would be painful. It would. It would be very painful.
Balcatta managed to win that game 2-1. ECU had a 0-0 draw with Mandurah City. Bayswater managed to get the result 4-1 over Sorrento. And Florida Athena lost 4-1 to Perth City.
And that's the game that I want to talk about, just briefly. One of the goals that Perth scored...
Basically, it was a through ball provided. The striker is standing in an offside position, but he doesn't actually move for it. So that means that he isn't in play. He's passively offside
here. The Florida defence just stopped. Then a Perth
player sprints straight through, who's on the right wing here. So this way, the striker's passively offside. He hasn't moved at all. We've got a player who's come into play. He's picked up the ball, raced it straight through, passed it backwards, and it's been put away. And a lot of the players were complaining about this.
Even the coach was complaining for Florian.
I'm surprised he didn't get sent to the stands.
Yeah, well, he was out of his painted box area.
Ooh,
yeah,
can't do that.
That's a no-go. Oh. And he was having a talk to the fourth official.
Not good.
Simple football there by Perth. Floriate need to lift their game if they want to be competing. They haven't won a game, is that them? Yeah. I don't think they've won a game yet.
No, I don't think so either. Sitting at the top of the table, though, is Balcatta. They have 21 points. They've scored 23, had 8 scored against them, which means that they're actually leaking quite a fair few, even though that they're scoring. Western Knights are sitting second on the table. They've had 14 points. They've scored 11, had 3 against them. That's the best defence in the league. They might not be scoring many, but they're not letting them in.
Which would you rather, to score that many goals and let in as many, like almost as many, or Western Knights style and 11-3?
This is a good debate here, because goals win you games.
Keep it quick, because we've gone overtime today.
The game started 2 minutes ago. Goals win you games, so it's important to just keep scoring, but I prefer to keep clean sheets. It's maybe just the defender inciting to me kind of thing. I would prefer to win 1-0 than to win like 4-2 myself.
Right, whereas as long as we win, we can score as many goals as we like.
Winning.
Can score as many as they like.
Cool.
If we get the win, that's fine by me.
Fair enough.
keeps the fans happy as well.
That's true.
It makes for a good game of football.
Very entertaining football.
Although, I had a look at going back to the Queensland State League, Brisbane Strikers, their game this week, they play some open football. Their defence leaves a lot.
Yeah, with the 4-3 against Mickey D, Razorbacks.
Yeah.
Both teams had some pretty dire time in defence. They both need to have a look at that, especially Brisbane Strikers, who are a good team, but they need to step up in that department. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to The Football Sack. I've been Mac Greenlaw. That there has been Pete Novakovsky. Say goodbye, Pete.
Bye. I'm waving. You can't actually say goodbye. I'm waving.
Actually waving. Stay tuned next week for all the latest State League action, all the latest A-League action as well.
And don't forget, if you send us in a tweet, let us know who you want to hear on our show next week, because we're going to have another interview, but we need to know who you want us to talk to. So send us a tweet, send us a Facebook message, an email, pigeon carriers, however you want to send us a message, even smoke signals, I will accept.
All right. That's been the show, guys. See you later.
Let's go to the pub!